I'm Daniel White III, and you're listening to The Man in the Mirror, episode number 66. This podcast is directed to all young people, but primarily to young black men, young black women, and their parents. We are thankful for all of the people who are standing up for social justice and racial equality in this country. But this podcast is about the man in the mirror. What are you doing for the glory of God to make life better for others, for your family, and for yourself? This podcast is about living life in such a way that it cuts back on the chance of being harassed or killed by the authorities or anyone else, and helps you to live the good life of peace and joy. Psalm 119:9 says, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word." Dr. Jim Rohn said, "You must take personal responsibility. You cannot change the circumstances. You cannot change the seasons or the wind, but you can change yourself." Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "Life's most persistent and urgent question, life's most persistent and urgent question is, what are you doing for others?" Ladies and gentlemen, in keeping with our theme of dealing with the man or the woman in the mirror, we are going to continue discussing the building of important biblical character traits in your life. Today, we will continue looking at the quality of discernment, which for some reason has taken off and has become one of the most popular episodes we've had for this podcast. Discernment from the Institute in Basic Life Principles. Many other classic hymns were written by Miss Hewitt, including "Will There Be Any Stars in My Crown," "Stepping in the Light," and "When We All Get to Heaven," though the severity of her injury prevented her from teaching school again. Once recovered, she continued her Sunday school involvement and ministry in a local orphanage. Her hymn, "More About Jesus," speaks of a deep longing to know more about our Lord Jesus Christ and to understand more of his ways. "More about Jesus, let me learn. More of his holy will, discern. Spirit of God, my teacher be, showing the things of Christ to me." Even though Miss Hewitt's spinal injury took her from the job she had trained for, the months of pain and deprivation served a greater purpose. If she had merely become angry and bitter, God could not have used her as effectively. But because she discerned that he had a plan for her life and sought him during her difficulty, God was able to reach more people through her hymns than she could have reached in her classroom. When we encounter unexpected or grievous situations, as Miss Hewitt did, and we can't understand why, with our human senses, we need to ask God to enable us to view things from His perspective through discernment. As we draw closer to Jesus and seek to know Him more, God will enable us to understand His purposes and why things happen. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise You and we thank You for this example and for this story that helps us to understand and see clearer the power of discernment. We pray for discernment in all of our lives, and we thank You for the edge that it gives us, and we give You the glory, praise, and honor for it. Help us to use it for Your glory and Your praise and honor. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for His sake. Amen. Now, beloved, in closing, in order to be saved, in order to get right with God, you cannot look at the man in the mirror. Rather, you must look at the man Christ Jesus. 1 Timothy 2:5 says, "For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus." Do you know Him? If you do not yet know Him as your Lord and Savior, trust Him as your Savior today. Here is how. First, dear friend, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin, a punishment for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell because of sin and because you have never accepted the payment for sin, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. For Jesus Christ Himself said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe that He died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with Him. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart to save your soul and to change your life, and He will do it. For the Bible says in Romans 10:9-13, or Romans 10:9-13, the Bible says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised Him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on Him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon Him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you, is my prayer.